I think that often when we think of Hilchos Pesach, we think of the halachot of cleaning out chametz. We don't really think as much about the positive commandments. That it's very easy to focus on what we can't do in terms of that we can't see chametz, we can't eat chametz, we can't have chametz anywhere in our ownership. And a lot of thought goes into those halachot. That sometimes I feel that once we approach the Seder night, there's a little bit of a feeling of like, we're kind of winging it, that we're jumping in and we've learned about the meaning behind the Haggadah, but we don't, I speaking for myself, and perhaps it applies to others, that we often don't have a lot of insight into the actual halachot of the Seder night. So that's why for the next 2 weeks, I know Rabbi Brand talked about a more general halacha of reclining, of hesiba at the Seder. So that's what Rabbi Brand spoke about last week. But I want to speak about two specific sections of the Seder and the halachot that are pertinent to them. So we are going to be doing two of the sections from Tzorva on Pesach, Kaddish, and then next week we're going to be doing Motzi Matzah. So this week we're really going to be talking about the Arba Kosos and the halachos regarding the drinking of the four cups of wine at the Seder. And next week, we'll be talking about motzi matzah, a little bit about the halachot of eating matzah at the Seder. So for anyone who did buy the Tzorva Pesach edition, we're on page 58. And if not, we have the sources that I scanned. I emailed them out today, but let me just post them in the chat. Hold on 1 second. Okay. And with that, we're going to begin. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim and of Kofchat Amud Bet in source number 2 tells us, Tani Rabbanan, Hakol Chayavim Ba'arba Kosos. Everyone is required, Midi Rabbanan, the Rabbanan teach us that everyone is obligated in Arba Kosos, in the four cups of wine. Echad Anashim, Ve'echad Nashim, Ve'echad Tinokos. Men and women and children are all obligated to drink four cups of wine. Now, just before we move on to some of the halachos of this, what would be the reasoning that men and women and children would all be included in this halacha, that everybody has to drink four cups of wine? Because as we're going to see, it is parallel to the ge'ula. It is parallel to the nisim and the nifla'os, the miracles that were done for us. That is the main reason why we are drinking four cups of wine. And therefore, we have a concept of afhin hayu be'oso hanis. Thank you for those who told me. Zoom added a new function where you have to do two steps instead of one to send something in the chat. I always forget step number two. So now the sources are in the chat. Everyone can just click on them there. But there's this idea of afhin hayu be'oso hanis, that this applies to the Megillah and Purim, which is the reason that women are obligated equally to men in the reading of the Megillah, that afhin hayu be'oso hanis, that they were included as well in that miracle. So the mitzvah that corresponds to gratitude for the miracle, women are going to be obligated in, even if it is a mitzvah ase shehazman grama, even if it is a time-bound positive commandment for which women are usually exempt, they are going to be obligated if it is a mitzvah that is done in appreciation for a miracle that Hashem did for us that they were included in. So the drinking of the four cups of wine is a mitzvah like the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, that even though it is a time-bound positive commandment, women are obligated in it as well because it is showing Hashem gratitude for the miracles that he did for us. So the Rambam explains that this means that by drinking the four cups of wine, we demonstrate that we are free people. So if we look in source number 3, Bechol dor vador chayav adam laharos etz atzmo ki'ilu hu be'atzmo yatza ata mishia ben Mitzrayim. The Rambam says that in every generation, a person is obligated to see themselves as if they individually are leaving right now from Shia ben Mitzrayim. Shene emar, ve'otanu hotzi misham, and us, we were taken out of there. That is why Hashem commands us in Sefer Devarim that remember that you were slaves. You should feel as if you yourself was a slave, that you were redeemed and that you were taken out and freed. Therefore, when that when a person on this night is going to sit down for his seuda, he has to eat and he has to drink in a way of freedom. Every person, man, woman on this night is obligated to drink 4 cups of wine. You may not drink less than this. Even a poor person who is benefiting from tzedakah should not drink less than 4 cups of wine. Then this idea of drinking 4 cups of wine to show our freedom is so vital that even if we are distributing tzedakah, one might think that first we should give matzah, and then we should give proteins, and then we should give vegetables, and whatever order you prioritize all the food groups. But one might think that the least important would be to give 4 cups of wine. That seems luxurious and perhaps excessive. But the Rambam is saying that the drinking of the 4 cups of wine is so vitally important and is so integral to Seder night that without this show of our freedom, you have not fulfilled your mitzvot of Seder night. So therefore, as Rashi is going to explain in source number 4, Arba Kosos Keneged Arba Lashone Geula. How did we arrive at 4 cups of wine? It is Keneged the 4 languages of Geula that are used in the Psukim. Keneged Arba Lashone Geula Hamurim Bagalus Mitzrayim Vehotzei Eschem, that Hashem says, and I will take you out. Vehitzalti Eschem, and I will save you. Vegaalti Eschem, and I will redeem you. Velakachti Eschem Veparshas Vaera, and I will bring you to, and ultimately we have the Hevesi Eschem el Haaretz and Asherani, whatever. Hashem goes on and says that the 5th language of Geula is that Hashem will bring us to Eretz Yisrael. So there are 4 Lashonot that are used in Parshas Va'ira within the language of taking us out from Galus Mitzrayim. V'hotzeiti, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. These are the 4 Lashonot of Geula, and each cup is parallel to, is corresponding to one of those words. So if you look, you can look in page 88 for a further discussion of the 5th cup of wine. So now we know there are 4 cups of wine and that men and women are both obligated. And the reason we are obligated is to show our freedom, that we use these 4 Lashonos of Geula and we translate them into demonstrating our freedom through these 4 cups of wine. But now here comes the question, which is, 4 cups is a lot of wine. What we're not going to address right now is the idea of wine versus grape juice, but ask your local rabbinic authority. I can tell you I will not be drinking even 1 drop of wine on Seder night. I hate wine. There are pictures of my wedding where I had to use wine, of me like all pursed up. I hate wine. So I'm not drinking any wine. Drinking 4 good cups of grape juice. But that's not the topic we are going to address tonight. What we are going to address more is the measurement of what counts as 4 cups of wine. Because I know I can take my kids' little, like, kiddish cups, and I'll have about 1/2 sip of wine, but it'll be a 1/2 cup of wine. Or I can take a big giant mug, and I can fill that up with wine, and that's also 1 cup of wine. So what we're going to go into right now is, what is the shear, what is the measurement of wine that we have to use in order to fulfill the Arba Kosos? So typically we have different measurements when it comes to drinking. In the same way that when we're eating, we have the measurements of kezias, which is like an olive. We have kibitza, which is like an egg. When it comes to drinking wine, or drinking anything, we are going to have measurements as well. And the 2 measurements that we are usually dealing with are a revius, which is a certain measurement. And we also have a malol lugmav. Malol lugmav is a cheekful. So a revius, although there are different opinions as to how much that measures as, and that we're going to get into, it's objective. There is something that you can measure. It's like 1 ounce, 1 pound. It's going to be a certain measurement. Whether you think a revius is 3 ounces or 5 ounces, it's going to be an objective measurement. Whereas a malul lugmav, a cheekful, is going to be subjective. It's going to be based on the anatomy of the person. Someone's a larger person, they're going to have a larger malol lugmav. So these are sort of the 2 categories that we are going to be working with. So when it comes to a standard koshel bracha, when we're talking about making kiddush or havdalah, any cup of wine on which a mitzvah is performed, such as Kiddush, one must drink a minimum of melol lugmav or a cheekful. So when you're making Kiddush on Friday night, you do not need to down the entire cup. You only need to drink melol lugmav, which is a cheekful. This is usually around 50 to 55 cc based on the beer halacha. And this is based on the Gemara in Pesachim that says one who recites Kiddush and drinks a cheekful has fulfilled his obligation, but less than that, he has not fulfilled his obligation. However, perhaps it is different on Seder night. So if we look in source number 5, the Gemara Masechas Pesachim is telling us about the measurement of wine that we must consume on Seder night. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'hu d'ishtei ruva d'kosa. The Gemara Pesachim is telling us a new measurement, which is rov kos. That we're not talking here, it's not saying you must drink a revius, it's not saying you must drink two revius, and it's not saying you must drink melol lugmav, a cheekful. Rather, it's saying that you must drink ruba de kosa, rov kos, which is the majority of a cup. So the Rishonim have a debate about what this means. Like, what does this mean, you must drink the majority of a cup? We're back to our same question of what cup? Like, are we using a mug? Are we using a shot glass? Drinking rov kos of a mug is going to be significantly larger than drinking rov kos of a tiny little shot glass. So we are really going to have two camps. We are going to have Tosfos, which is going to have one opinion, and we are going to have the Ramban and the Ra'ah, who are going to believe differently. So if we look in Tosfos, Tosfos says, ruva de kosa, hine kemali lugmav kediprishis l'ayo, so Tosfos says, "Hainu kemali lugmav." That really, it's just a mali lugmav. It's just a cheekful, as is explained above. L'chachila tzarich l'shtos revius. So the Tosfos says that really, you just need to drink a cheekful. One needs to drink a cheekful of the four cups, just like a standard koshal bracha. However, the Gemara used the phrase a majority of the cup, rova de kosa, to refer to the majority of a revius. That if you have a cup that holds a revius, whatever we hold a revius is, we're going to get to the different opinions, you have to drink majority of that revius, which is actually the same thing as a cheekful. So he's saying there is a standard size cup. For example, if you're baking, we're not talking about what we imagine as a cup, that it could either be a mug or a shot glass, that both things are cups. It's talking about a standardized measurement of a cup. So Tosfos is saying that that's what the Gemara was referencing, that a cup is the size of a revius. So therefore saying that you have to drink majority of a revius, which is mali lugmav, or that you have to drink roba de kosa, is the same thing, that it's all talking about the same size measurement. However, even if the volume in the cup is much greater, this opinion holds that you would only need to drink a cheekful. So Tosfos is really giving us a leniency, that he's saying when the Gemara is talking about rov kos, it's really talking about a kos that's the size of a revius. But if the cup was bigger, you would still only have to drink the standardized measurement of a melol lugmav, that would be to fill a cheekful. However, the Ramban and the Ra'ah have a different opinion. They think that the four cups are different from all other koshal bracha, that they're different from a cup that you would make havdalah on, that you would make kiddush on, and the measurement is going to be different. So if you look in the Beis Yosef in source number 7, we have lashon orchos chayim v'haramban katav shetzarich lishto rov mikol kos afilu machse kamaravias. The Beis Yosef is telling us that the Ramban writes that you have to drink the majority of whatever cup it is that you're using. So even if you're using a cup that holds a number of revios, it holds more than one revius, you still have to drink rov kos. And the Bais Chadash, the Bach, says the same as on source number 8. V'hachi mashma, lishna de rova de kosa, ka'amar de koma sheyesh bekos, hu hakos. That everything that is included in the cup is the cup. And no matter what cup you're using, you have to drink majority of that cup. That when we talk about just having a melol lugmav, that's really just a taste. And so that works for Berchas HaMazon, it works for Kiddush, it works for a regular Koshal Bracha, in which we're really just aiming to taste from the Kos. Ubeti'imas malei lugmav havi ti'ima. So no one would doubt that when you drink a malei lugmav, you have definitely tasted it. Afilu bekos gadol, even in a big cup, if all you're aiming to do is taste it, you only need one cheekful. V'lehachach afilu l'chila lo ba'im mita'am reviyah shalim ela sagi b'malei lugmav. And everyone would agree that in a situation where our goal is just to taste, you don't need to fill up an entire cheekful. You don't need to drink majority of the cup. You just need to fill up a cheekful. D'hainu rov reviyas aval kan d'ba'inan sheyishta arba kosos. But here we're not aiming to taste. We're aiming to drink 4 cups of wine. It's a very different intention. We're not tasting for the sake of having made the bracha that we made kiddush and now we're going to taste the wine. Rather, we are aiming to drink 4 cups of wine to show our chayrus, to show our freedom. The lo have shetias kos ella imkin shote rov hakos. So it's not considered to be that you drink the cup of wine unless you drink the cup of wine, unless you drink majority of what's there. V'lakach lo ka'amar gabe arba kosos, v'hu deshati malei lugmav, ela ka'amar v'havi deshati roba dekosa, bein kos katan shel revias, bein kos gadol harbei, v'hainu dafka di'avir avalachachila tzarich l'shtot kula. So the Bach is telling us that really ideally to drink the 4 cups of wine, you should drink 4 full cups of wine. However, we're saying that really what do you need to do? You need to drink rov kos, the majority of the cup of whatever size cup you're using. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch tells us here, Shir hakos revias la'acher shemizgavo v'yishtek kulo orubo. So first, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of Tosfos, that he says the measurement of a cup is a revias. And therefore, once you pour it, the yishtek kulo oruvo. So you should either drink the full revias or a majority of it. The im yishpo harbe revios. But then we see the Shulchan Aruch is also bringing the opinion of the Ramban and the Bach here, that he's bringing in that opinion as well in a very subtle way, that he's saying a cup equals a revias. That is the opinion of Tosfos. But then he's saying, but if your cup holds a number of revios, shotin mimenu kol kach b'nei adam kiminyan revios shabo. A person should drink the majority of it, or should drink so much based on the amount of revios that is within it. The yeshomrim shatzarich l'shtot rov hakos afilu machzik kama revios. And it is said that one should drink the majority of the cup, even if there are a number of revios within it. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be mentioning both approaches. The approach of the Tosfos, that a cup is a revios, and therefore you have to drink majority of it, but just rov revias. But he's also bringing in the other opinion, that he's saying, but if your cup is bigger, you must still drink the majority of that cup.
What? Okay, great.
Okay. So if we just look in the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura is going to add on an additional insight to this, that rov kos afilu v'chulai. Av sheba emalei dai berov revias afilu mikos gadol. Hacha le'inyan kosos chamir tape de be'inyan dafka rov kos ve'im lav lo yatza. So the Mishnah Berurah says, although in general it's sufficient to have the majority of a revias, a rov revias, even from a large cup. So even if you have a kiddush cup that's this big and you fill it all the way up, you are yotze by having a rov revias. You are yotze by having a malei lugmav. Here, regarding the 4 cups of wine, it's more strict, as the majority of the cup is required, because the Gemara told us that we need rov kos. And if he has not drunk that amount, then he hasn't fulfilled the obligation. However, v'ladina kideya harishona. However, according to the din, the basic level of the letter of the law, we follow the first opinion. Umikol makom im ein b'da'ato l'shtot harbe lo yikach kos gadol. So the Mishnah Berurah gives us a very practical insight. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that you should keep in mind what your capacity is. For example, whenever I am pregnant, I am unable to drink a lot of, I like grape juice on a Shabbos, I'm like perfectly fine. But I remember I realized when I was pregnant with my first son, I was like towards the end of my pregnancy, and there was absolutely no way that I was going to be able to drink 4 cups of wine, 4 cups of grape juice. I had no room in my stomach. Like, it was going to fill me all up. So we asked our Rav, and our Rav said, just get the smallest measurement of a revius and then drink majority of that. So you have to set yourself up for success, which is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, yes, you can theoretically be yotze in general with a Rav revius, but you're also supposed to drink Rav kos. So why don't you just get a kos that holds a revius? So don't take a giant drinking glass and fill it up with wine and then do the most bidyevet approach of drinking just a male lugmav. Get a cup that is the size of a revius. Therefore, you only have to drink majority of the cup and you're fulfilling both opinions. So the Mishnah Berurah comes in, saves the day here with this very practical piece of advice that get a cup that fulfills your needs. So get a smaller cup and then you are able to fulfill both obligations, lechatchila. I just want to pause 1 minute before we go on to the amount of time that you have to drink the wine and discuss for one moment, sorry to backtrack, why are we drinking specifically wine? We talked about chayrus, that this is a sign of our freedom. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a very fascinating insight about why we're having wine. And he says, this is in footnote number 2 on page number 59, it is understandable why we drink 4 cups, but why must such a cup consist specifically of wine? Right? To drink 4 of anything is luxurious. If you're going to have 4 cups of coffee, I'm not a coffee drinker, but if you're going to drink 4 cups of coffee, that's luxurious. That's in some ways excessive, that you're sitting back and you're indulging in something. You're really having a lot of it. But he says, why specifically wine? Like, why is wine so vital to the Seder night? And he says that wine is unique in that the more aged it is, the more fine quality it becomes. That most things, if you say it's been sitting here for 100 years, people are going to say, ew, no, thank you. But if you say you have a fine aged wine, people say, oh, it's aged for 35 years. It must be incredible. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, similarly, during each stage of the Geula, it became better and better. That at the beginning, the Geula was very basic, and then it grew to something more grand until ultimately we saw the greatest Nisim and Niflaus that we've ever experienced. That he said, just like wine that becomes better with age, so too the Geula got better as time went on. That as opposed to growing old, it grew better and better until the ultimate great miracles of the final stages of the Geula. So now that we know why we're drinking wine, why we're drinking 4 cups of wine, what constitutes the 4 cups of wine? What size? How much do we have to drink? Now we have to know, okay, so I have to drink Rav Kos. I have to drink majority of my cup, but can I stretch that out for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes? Can I schmooze and sip? Like, don't worry, people will be rushing you along at that point. Nobody's like schmoozing and sipping at the Seder. But the question is, how long halakhically do you have to drink that cup of wine? So the Mishnah Berurah in source number 11 tells us, Shelo behefsi gadol, that you shouldn't drink it with a great interruption. Dehainu shelo yishaha b'shtiat rov hakos yoter michtei achilas pras. You shouldn't take longer to drink the rov kos, the majority of the cup, than it takes to eat a piece of bread. Kidei achilas pras is a halachic measurement that we use, that we say this is the amount of time it takes you to eat a piece of bread, and that's considered something that you eat together. So I believe that many authorities believe that it's 9 minutes. So within those 9 minutes, anything you eat together is mitzarif, is connected to each other. But if you eat something and then 15 minutes later, you eat something else, and then 25 minutes later, you eat something else, those things are not understood to be connected to one another. One time when this comes into practical halacha is when someone has to eat shiurim on Yom Kippur. So when someone is ill to the extent that they must eat on Yom Kippur, often they are given the guidelines that they should eat a small amount. So they should eat less than a full shear, and they should eat it far enough apart that it's not within kidei achilas pras, that they are separating the food from one another. So it's not mitzarif and it doesn't add up to one another. So you'll hear when doctors who don't quite understand necessarily if the doctor's not Jewish, but they know that their Jewish patients do this, they'll say every 10 minutes, eat 3 almonds or something like that. What they're really saying is eat less than a shear and eat it farther apart than kidei achilas pras. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, Dehainu shelo yishaha b'shtiat rov kos yoter michtei achilas pras. You shouldn't take longer to drink rov kos than it takes to eat a piece of bread. V'im shaha yoter mishior zeh, ein mitzarif Tachilas Hashtia L'Sofa. And if you take longer to drink it than this amount of time, the beginning of the drinking is no longer connected to the end of the drinking. The Afilu B'Dieved Lo Yatza. And even B'Dieved, even in like the least ideal manner, you were not yotze, you didn't fulfill your obligation. And even in the final cups, where everyone's like feeling a little bit lazy and like slowing down a little bit, he says, even with the final cups, you have to go back and drink again. And it's not considered that you're adding on additional cups of wine because the first ones didn't count. But really, one should be even more machmir, and they shouldn't take longer to drink it than kedesh shtias revias, than the amount that it takes to drink a revias. Lachush ledeya harishona hamivar besiman tish tough reshid bet ayin sham b'mar makom b'di eved im shaha b'shtei koso b'shtias hakosos. The Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, you must drink it within kedei achilas pras. Ideally, you should drink within the amount of time is it betoch shetias revias, in the amount of time that it takes to fill up your cheeks with wine. But the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, we really believe that you should do it in the most machmir possible way, that you should really drink it all in one sip, that you should down it all at once. So what ideally should you do? Ideal is to drink it all in one sip. I forget who said this. The next approach is that you should do it in two sips. That's also like more ideal. Like one sip is ideal. Two sips is also great. Betoch shetias revias, within the amount of times that it would take you to fill up your cheek, so that's around the same amount of time, is you're still yotze. But if it takes you longer than around 9 minutes, then you're not yotze and you have to go back and drink again. So now the final thing that I said we've been sort of referencing throughout this entire time is, okay, we've been referencing a revias, a rov revias, but what constitutes a revias? So every kosher bracha must be big enough to contain at least a revias of wine. So Rav Chaim Mena'a holds that the measurement is 86 cc, and which is about 3 ounces. So Rav Chaim Mena'a says it's 3 ounces, while the Noda Bi'Yehuda and the Chazon Ish hold that it is approximately 5 ounces. So just for reference, an average like plastic cup is 8 ounces. An average can of soda is 12 ounces. So a shot glass is around 1 ounce. So either 3 shot glasses would be the smaller measurement of Rav Chaim Na'a, which would be 3 ounces, and 5 shot glasses or 5/8 of a plastic cup would be the opinion of the Noda Bi'Yehuda or the Chazon Ish. So the Mishnah Berurah below, which is our final source for this evening, is a quote from the Bir Halacha that rules that the practical halacha with regard to it's talking about practically, like, what should we follow here? Should we use the more machmir approach? Should we use the more makel approach? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bir Halacha. So we have the Bir Halacha in source number 12. The Lamasa nir'ed de'le'inyan de'oraisa kigon kizayis matzah be'le'el pesach b'vaday yish l'hachmir b'divrayhem. He says, we have all these approaches, which we said, okay, so there's the more machmir approach, there's the more makel approach. So he says, when it comes to mitzvot mido'oraita, for example, the shear of matzah that you should eat on Seder night, you should be more machmir. Then when it's a mitzvah midoraisa, it's appropriate to follow the more machmir approach. V'chein l'inyan kiddush shel laila de'ikaru hu de'oraisa, gam kein nachon l'chush l'chachila l'divrei hatzlach ha'nechtav l'mala, v'chein b'chasam sofer machmir gam kein l'inyan revias kedvarav. So when we're talking about Kiddush and we're talking about also a mitzvah midoraisa, you should go with the more machmir approach. V'mihu le'inyan kiddush shachris v'l'shar kosh shel bracha, yish l'smoch al minhag ha'ulam shenohagin kimavo'ar b'magin Avraham, v'al kol panim yir'el chachila she'echzik ha'kos b'shnei beitim im ha'klipa. So he's saying, but when it comes to all other kosh shel bracha, or all other situations that are midei rabbanan, like our arba kosos, you're allowed to be more mekel and you're allowed to do what majority of people are able to do, what majority of people accept. So just to recap what he says here, we have a few different approaches. There's Rav Chaim Na'a, who says that a revius is 3 ounces. There's the Noda Behuda and the Chazon Ish that say a revius is 5 ounces. What should we do? First of all, we should be cognizant of our own capabilities and our own capacity. And it's more important to drink a rov kos of a revius size kos than to use a cup that uses many revios and not be able to drink rov kos. So you should be cognizant of your capabilities. And also be aware of the fact that this is a mitzvah midei rabbanan, and in a midei rabbanan, you are allowed to take the more mekel within the accepted halachic approaches. So for Kiddush on Friday night, you should accept a more machmir approach, that is a deoraisa. But here where we have our arba kosos, which are midei rabbanan, that we saw in our very first source from the Gemara, clearly midei rabbanan, you are allowed to use the more mekel approach. So that was the mitzvah of Kiddush. So that all comes when we first sit down to the Seder, where we think things are like still chill, we haven't gotten to Magid yet. That's all in the section of Kaddish. So again, we should be drinking four cups of wine. The 4 cups should be a revius, and you must drink a rov revius or rov kos, both, and to prioritize rov kos. And we discussed the different sizes of the kosos. And that a person must set themselves up for success in this mitzvah and set up their cup so that they're able to fulfill the halakha in the best possible way.